We are reconvening for the admin portion of the meeting. It's 11:30-ish. There are a couple items on the consent agenda. I move we pass those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Next up is discussion. We don't have any listed. I did want to just throw out the EV testimony as a potential discussion item. I read it and didn't have any issues. It was pretty straightforward. I don't know if Randy has anything to offer now about that, or if you care to weigh in on it, or you can. We have another discussion on testimony scheduled this afternoon. That was mostly for the budget, but we could weigh in on that then if you had any issues.
I think I would just ad lib to what is printed there, maybe just a little bit more about re-emphasize more that we worked with the companies on that and that they will be providing more details.
Sure.
Following, because I think that was a commitment from them that they will be there to add in some details. So I think that would be important to emphasize.
Okay. Got that, Brian?
Yeah, I've already worked with Jack. So, yep, we're on it.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Any other discussion items that you guys wanted to add or bring up?
No.
All righty. Then we will move to the scheduling, our favorite portion of the meeting. My goal is let's try to get this done by 10-2.
First one you mean? Or?
Okay, so I'm just looking at the order. I think we should probably do number one first. And there is a number seven we need to add, which is a work session on the Thunder Spirit request that we moved off of, that I withdrew today. So we need to add that as a number seven on scheduling. Steve, you have some dates for number one, don't you? Proposed?
Actually.
Or who does?
That was withdrawn because we did it this morning.
Yeah, that's
we already approved it.
That's yes. Done.
Never mind.
We're good.
Got
there.
It.
So we're
okay.
Moving right along.
Made me
so,
stop and think there for a
quick.
Second.
Awesome. So now we've got the work session on energy conversion facility siting criteria rulemaking. Brian, what remind us what this is, or maybe this is new.
Well, I was working on the order for the Attorney General and going through all the comments, and there was just a couple things that I need clarification for, so that's why there's a request for the work session.
Okay. Which rulemaking?
This would be, it was the common pipeline carrier and the siting. So it's the one that includes the 2-mile setback.
I see.
And okay. That's where most of the work would come in.
Okay. All right, so what's the time frame on this? Is there a deadline for getting these wrapped
I up? Don't believe there is. I mean, if we get it done before February, I think we make the next rulemaking. If it gets past that date, then we have to wait a little bit before it goes into the process.
And February what? Do you know?
It would be the first.
Okay. All right, so we should try to get this in January.
At this point, it'll be difficult to even get it on the February regardless because we'd have to wait for the AG response on it.
Okay.
So we actually have quite a bit of time.
So, yeah, unless we were probably going to do in the next week, it'd be pretty difficult to.
Do we need to? I mean, are these rules that we need to get out there?
I don't think there's anything in there that has to be done right now. The common pipeline carrier one isn't anything that needs to go through right away. I don't think any of the changes to the siting, majority of them are eliminating like number of copies provided and things like that. So I don't think there's anything in there that's really that
time
pressing.
Sensitive.
Yeah, or time sensitive.
Okay. All right. I see that we do have an informal scheduled on the 20th. I don't know that there's anything included in that. We might be able to put a couple of these in that time block. You guys okay with that?
Is the LIDS information and then I don't know if that plays into the Thunder Spirit work session or those higher priorities.
Probably.
For getting done quickly.
I would like to get that done, the Thunder Spirit done, so that we can move that even potentially next week. I'd like to have that one.
So did you want to have the LIDS information before that? Because that is sort of the point of why they want the delay.
It
is LIDS, right?
It is, but are we able to pull information from that into that decision? Because we already had an informal on the Thunder Spirit.
You mean from this?
If we were to have the LIDS discussion.
On a commission motion, you'd be able to, but you have to provide them 10 days response time to have your rebuttal if they'd like to, or request an additional follow-up.
So I don't know that.
And just for a little bit of background, the gentleman that reached out, he works for a company that sells it, so it's more just informational on what the system is. I don't know if he has any information on where they're at on the approval process or anything like that. It's just more, I know there was a lot of questions as to visibility, distances, things like that, and I'm hoping that he can provide us with some of that.
And Frank is a Thunder Spirit. I guess we'd be getting into a case, wouldn't we? Knowing more about LIDS might be valuable, and the likelihood of it being approved in any reasonable amount of time might be valuable in knowing whether and not it's wise to do an extension on Thunder Spirit.
Okay. All right. Did the LIDS guy have any times?
He gave me a date range of, I believe, January 11th through the 18th.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and use, just to tie up number two, let's use the, I'd like to propose we use the informal on the 20th. Nope. For number two. And then look for, no, I'll take that back. For number seven, let's use that for the work session on Thunder Spirit.
I like that better.
And then next week we try to get LIDS done. So we should try to find. And then so let's come back to number two after we get LIDS scheduled next week.
How about Monday after, leave plenty of time for our budget hearing. It starts early in the morning, so it should get started pretty close to on time. How about late in the morning or early in the afternoon on Monday?
Do you think he'd be able to turn?
Was that one of the days he said?
Yeah.
The 11th?
11th through the 18th. And I can reach out with other dates, too, if we need to.
Are you thinking in the morning at 11, or are you thinking early afternoon?
Either one. I'm just throwing it out as a possibility. I don't have a preference.
Yeah, either would work for me.
Should we tentatively say the 11th at 11? See if it works for him.
Yeah. Or how about if we just say the 11th and let Brian schedule it in?
Well, I have quite a few things.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be tied up from 2 to 4. So there is a window from, I haven't, yeah, from.
Okay, yeah, let's go to
10:30.
The 11th at 11.
Okay. All right. So that's the LIDS, number 6. And we've got the number 7, the work session on Thunder Spirit. Case number 17-192, we'll set that for the 20th, the informal on the 20th. Okay, and let's go back to number 2, work session on energy conversion facility siting rules.
How about if we did it after the Thunder Spirit work session? Did it at 2:30?
I'm fine with that. Okay, you good with that, Brian? 2:30 on the 20th?
Yes. I don't know why it's showing up on my calendar on the 20th, starting at 1:30 and ending at 3, which is unusual. Normally it's an hour. It's open, but...
Yeah, I think that's just...
Because when I look at the others, they're slated for...
An hour?
Oh, no, I take it back. They are slated for 90 minutes.
I think we just scheduled it that way okay. in case...
Yeah, no, it's good. So I just... Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
Okay, done with that. So that's on the 20th. Number 2 will be on the 20th at 2:30. Number 3, the Quarterly Petroleum Council PSC meeting. Steve, did you get a request from them?
Not yet, no. That was one that came out of our Monday morning meeting as far as should we be scheduling them. And that's why I brought it forth for scheduling here.
For the Petroleum Council? We did?
We did. Mm-hmm. Petroleum Council that. And directors meetings. Both of those came out of our Monday morning meeting. Honest. Okay.
Would it be advent?
I don't remember the Petroleum Council discussion, but I don't think we need it quarterly.
Would it be advent? Are you talking about for the next year setting them up or? Oh, I see.
The meeting with the Petroleum Council to talk about like pipelines
kinda like,
and stuff?
Kind of like we do with the
Lignite. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just had that one in December. So we did talk about getting back together. Do you guys remember when we talked about getting back together?
I want to say we had talked about seeing how around the mid...
Crossover?
Around crossover, just to see how the first half of the session unfolded.
That's what I'm recalling, too, a March kind of thing.
Okay. So why don't we look at that time frame for... One, and then I think at that meeting we can talk about the next. I don't think we should schedule them beyond.
Yeah, it was the kind of the thought when we originally talked about it was similar to either the Lignite meetings
right.
or the PI meetings.
Yeah, quarterly is too much, though, I think.
Okay.
I think that would be overkill, but.
And, you know, their people come from such a large group compared to us. Is it really better to get a couple of dates from them when perhaps some of their people are in town anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
As opposed to us starting to pick dates and then...
Well, it'd be nice if you had one or two and we could, you know, they're going to ask if we have any ideas. And
I'll ask Ron. I'll reach out to Ron and ask him what, like if he has a board meeting or something that he kind of likes to tie them to. And then we can add this to scheduling on the next meeting.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll bring that back next meeting.
Okay. Quarterly meetings with commissioners and PSC directors. So Steve is meeting regularly with the directors, and we talked about just setting up a quarterly meeting for us and the directors. So we should just try to pinpoint some times for that. And do you think we need one to start out the year and then go quarterly after, like, so January, April, that type of time?
I was kind of thinking if we did one in the latter part of January, then do one pretty close to after session. That would be another good point in time to have one.
Okay.
And I was kind of looking at the afternoons after commission meetings, but the 20th you kind of shot to pieces, so...
I don't think we want to take that time for these director meetings.
Well, I was thinking like 3 o'clock that afternoon.
Oh, I see.
So we're a little farther out. The other option would be maybe the Wednesday opposite the commission meetings.
Okay. So.
27th.
27th.
Or would it be
my schedule's open.
Would it be advent? Well, you know what? We're going to be able to talk to them about the legislative components during the Friday meetings.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot what we'll have that morning, and I'm sure directors will have stuff too. Or should we pick later in that? Is there a time that would avoid more hearings?
Well, most of the hearings are in the mornings.
So maybe we do an afternoon, like 2, 1:30?
Sure. Either.
Let's do 1:30.
Okay.
27th at 1:30.
And not to put the pressure on, but you've got 3 minutes.
We only have one more left.
We're going to make
it. So should we start with that, Steve?
Yep.
Okay.
So January 27 at 1:30 is what we decided?
Yep. And then we'll look at something right in that
After session.
And we'll schedule that one as we get closer to knowing when they might actually get out.
All right. Then the final item, wind farm decommissioning and disposal. Jack?
Sure.
We all, I think, met with these people virtually. And Jack and I just wanted to get this on the agenda to talk about what we want to do next. Do you guys want to have a work session to discuss it and discuss some potential rules, or where would you guys like to go? And Randy, you guys see your portfolio, so.
After I got reminded of what we were going to be talking about here, I was going to go back and look at my notes and reflect a little more. I'm trying to remember, was the gist of what they desire, whether we desire or agree with it or not, for a law change or just a rule change? Can it be done with rules? Or
Todd thought it could be done with rules.
If it's going to take potential legislation, then we got to really move fast with this.
Sure.
I think the legislation is pretty permissive and calls on us to develop the rules for this. So it feels to me like we can do it within our current authority.
If you read the term decommissioning fairly broadly, it does provide a bit of leeway. It seems like what they were requesting goes a little bit beyond the site. Some of it seemed to be at the actual location, cutting down, manner of disposal, but
right.
The other portion was the waste management sites in and of itself, and for us to really be involved in making those type of determinations, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but certainly a number of the components were related to our jurisdiction.
Well,
we could require actual disposal as opposed to just
placing in a
warehousing
field
on the prairie.
Yeah.
You think we could do that with rules?
I think that, well, certainly on the site for sure, but I think that could be part of the decommissioning. How it's decommissioned, that's what we have our financial assurance to ensure that is done.
Yeah, we definitely need a work session on this because during my conversation, I think is it the DEQ? I'm trying to think.
DEQ would be the correct agency.
I don't think they're overly eager to make these determinations, but at the same time, I want to have a really solid discussion within the commission on, you know, inert waste versus the other types of waste, et cetera. It just doesn't, that seem, it seemed like it was more of a stretch when you've got DEQ saying, oh, it's well within the commission's authority. And to me, it's, I don't want to start managing landfills.
I don't think that's the goal here. Let's get a work session set, and we can talk through all those issues. How about February 17th, the informal that afternoon?
Is it possible? Can we just do it next week? Just in case we needed to do legislation. I don't know what you guys' schedules are like, but I have quite a bit of flexibility next week.
I think sooner is better because, Jack, you would be better at this than I, but to determine, but this seems like it would almost have to start with the jurisdictional aspect.
Well, and what we want to do and then what we can do. I was pretty clear with them that there was a good chunk of what they're asking that wasn't our jurisdiction. So but that we can talk about what is and be proactive there. How about the 13th of January in the afternoon, say, just in case there's, well, there'll be sessions by then, 1:30. There should be floor sessions by then, in which case we wouldn't, or is one when they start?
Usually one. I don't know if COVID has changed any schedule.
Maybe we should say one so that we're more in time with their floor sessions and risk. Okay.
Okay.
So the 13th at 1 for number 5.
It's good for me.
Okay. I think... When did we... Yeah, we got everything. Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
I just want to point out that we are waiting for something from them as well. They were going to provide you a summary of the discussions that you had, I remember that. So we'll just, hopefully it's in before then.
Well, we'll tell Todd we need it because we have a work session. He'll see it on the thing. Yeah. All righty. If there's nothing else, we are adjourned. Thank you.